The teenagers from the Dorego's private academy school in Lagos said they created the generator after observing that many businesses in Nigeria have problems surviving the high cost of running on generators in the absence of reliable public electricity supply. Eniola Bello is one of the four students who created the urine-powered generator.
Well, we noticed that many Nigerians that their businesses depend solely on power supply have virtually been put out of business because of the high cost of power. So we decided to make a device that will reduce these problems. We noticed that the waste products can be used to generate energy. So that's why we decided to experiment on urine.
The girls carry out routine checks on the generator as they prepare to power it. It is powered with hydrogen oxygen gas formed from urine stored in a compartment attached to the generator. Adebola Duro Aino explains how it works.
Oh, we have 6 liters of urine inside this compartment and it can power our generator for 36 hours. This urine is being electrolyzed, releasing hydrogen and oxygen gas. And then this goes into our gas tank. Our gas tank here stores in the gas. And anytime we need the gas, we can open up the gas tank and release the gas. And our generator is powered on.
And now it's time to power the generator. The bulbs in the room went bright as the generator came alive.
Wow. So that's the generator working now?
Yes. The generator powers anything in the house.
And we can see the very bright light. So the first day you had light, how was it? How was the excitement that first day there was light?
Very excited. We're right outside the school compound. We're so excited. We're so happy once the generator started working.
It was just like in the Bible when they said, let there be light.
There was light.
The girls say as teenagers, they are frustrated growing up in an environment where they cannot read at night or watch their favorite program on television because of irregular power supply. The invention of the urine-powered generator comes at a time of public pressure on the Nigerian government to urgently address the country's electricity problems. Sam Olukoya, RFI, Lagos.